hard to focus, just to persevere and just to make it. But everything that's within your grasp, you gotta take it, you gotta go hard and just dig deep inside you to find that method, that mode that wants that hunger to survive, just to ride the grind and take it the way you gotta take it and never stop.
I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. Can't no one stop me, yeah, bring it in. I came to win, yeah, I came to win.
What's going on, everybody? This is Kyle Hunter, and welcome back to the Diagnosis Success Podcast. It's episode number 3, and I'm excited, man. I'm feeling good. I'm glad, man, like the reception has been so amazing to the podcast. People love it, and that's what it's all about, like just helping people and paying it forward and making people feel good, motivated, inspired. And like we always say, this is high level conversation. This is the highest conversation. Like, we don't got time for toxic people. People that's not motivated, like, they can stay in the back. Like, we moving forward, we're progressing, and we just taking things to the next level. So I really appreciate you guys listening as always. And we're just going to get right into it. So episode 3, I wanted to talk about something that's very critical, and that is collaboration is greater than competition. And we're going to do it like we in church. I need y'all to repeat this for me. If you can't say it out loud, then repeat it in your head. Collaboration is greater than competition. And that's one of my favorite sayings, because I realized, like, just throughout my career, that the power of collaboration and actually building with people that think like you and want the same things as you, or even if they don't want necessarily the same things, but at least they're within the ballpark of it, right? So someone that might want to be like a basketball player, right? But then you might have someone that wants to be a soccer player. Granted, they want to be two different types of athletes, but they're still athletes, right? So even though for me, like, my business is music, however, someone else who might be into investing, even though they're into investing, we both have a common goal, is that we want to win and succeed and be the best at what we do. So that's what we mean when we talk about collaboration is greater than competition. Actually surrounding yourself with those like-minded people that want similar things and have similar goals and similar aspirations, that's critical. That's critical towards your success. So when I talk about this, a lot of times it might go over people's heads just a little bit, only because I know, like, things can be very competitive when we're talking about industry. So when I say competitive, meaning everybody wants to win, and that's awesome. Like, that's great. I feel that you should strive and aim to be the best within your respective industry. However, you know, I gotta emphasize this, however, with a capital H, you have to realize that no man or no woman is an island to themselves. So the reality is that there's only but so much time in a day, and you only have but so many days within a week. So given that, you have to be realistic in terms of the expectation and the goals that you set for yourself and how you're going to reach those goals. And the reality is that you need some form of collaboration in order to get things across the finish line. Like, that's just the reality of it. Like, you need to be able to have a team in place that can actually help you succeed and get these things done. And I realized that early on. When I was pursuing a career in music, I tried to do as much as I could myself, and it was chaos with a capital C. Like, I was writing my music, I was producing some of my music, even though I had a lot of producers, I was still trying to produce it. I was trying to market the music to be my own publicist. I was trying to do my own artwork, my own covers. I was trying to do everything, and the reality was that it was chaos, because I mean, it was organized chaos, but at the same time it was functional dysfunction, because I was trying to do everything. So I had to get to the space and place where I realized that I had to collaborate with other people in order to get to where I wanted to go. And that's the same thing with whatever industry you're in, like whatever you do, whatever your goals are, whatever your business model is based around, you have to collaborate with like-minded people. And the reason why that's important, you'll meet a lot of people in life who, there's this saying, they say, you know, someone can be a jack of all trades, but a master of none. So you can do a lot of different things, but the reality is that you want to surround yourself with people that are masters at their craft, meaning that they've mastered that thing. There's nobody else that could tell them nothing because they're that good at it. And that's what you want on your team. Like, you want to build a winning team of people that can succeed. And when you look at like a basketball team, everybody on that team plays a position. You got the point guard that's going to bring the ball up the court. You got the shooting guard that's going to look for the screen so he can get open and get that three. You got the small forward. You got the power forward. You got the center that's going to post up and get the rebounds. You got to build your team to be a winning team to help you succeed. So at the end of the day, you don't have to bear the brunt of everything, because I know that there are a lot of people out there that are trying to make it, and they find it hard and they find it overwhelming. Because when you really assess it, they're trying to do too much. It's like they got this saying, say, yo, you're doing too much. You're doing way, 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 way too much. And you got to be honest with yourself to say, you know what? I need help. And I think it's ego, too, a lot of times. Like, we just want to do it all ourselves. Or if it's not ego, it's just that I know for me personally, I just didn't trust people to do the things that I needed them to do. And I hated feeling like I'm relying on someone to do something. And then the problem is like, depending on the relationship, like if it's a friend that you have or someone that you're close to, they won't charge you, but 9 times out of 10, their work ethic reflects that they're not charging you, because it's like, they'll say, oh, yo, I got you, man. Yeah, you fam, I got you. I'll take care of that. And then it's a month later and you like, okay, like this person didn't do it, but now you feel weird because you're like, well, they are doing it for free, so you don't want to press them too much. But at the same time, it's like, so it gets really weird really fast. And that's why I always say, make sure that you have your team in place, that they know their rules, they know what they have to do, and they follow through. Sometimes it's great if you can get a reliable friend or family member to do things for you. But at the same time, like I said before, there are things that come with that, which is that lackadaisical approach that this is not urgent. Why? Because, oh, that's just your cousin. You know what I'm saying? That's just your cousin. That's your homeboy. And it's not important. It's not urgent. It's just not urgent. It's like, all right, I'm going to get to it. And I'm doing it for free. So, you know, I dare him to say something. You know what I'm saying? Like that. I mean, not as aggressive like that, but that mentality does play a part into it. Like, they don't see the urgency. So, like I always say, your network is your net worth. So you got to surround yourself with people in your network that see the value in what you do. And not only do they see the value in it, but they take action on it, right? Like, we talk about in business, we always talk about actionable items. So you want something to be actionable. So I don't want you to just see the value in what I'm doing. I want you to take action on it. And not only do I want you to take action on it, but I want you to take action expeditiously. Because if you take action, but you're doing it on your own clock and you're doing it 6 months after I asked you to do it, now you're placing me at a deficit. So that nuance, I always put it on myself and I'm putting it on you guys. For anything that you're doing, make sure that your network is tough, is strong, it's got that fortitude, the same drive that you want, so that you can actually get things done. You're not waiting on people. They're not dragging their feet. Like, you know, you're collaborating with the right like-minded people to get the ball across the finish line. You know, like, that's important. And I remember, like, just for me personally, giving you guys just collaboration, like, experience. I remember when I wanted to break into certain markets and I had set a goal. It was a summer. And I said to myself mentally, I said, well, I'm doing good in the States, but I want to break into other markets. Like, how can I break into other markets? Like, I just started mulling that over and over in my head. And then what I started to do was I created a list and I put 20 different individuals on that list. that lived in different markets. So I had Germany, Africa, Asia, I had Russia, I had global just connections that I wanted to build. And obviously with everything, it's either hit or miss. You get some people that are receptive to it, or some people that just kind of just tell you go to hell. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, the most is going to happen is either going, it's 50-50. It's going to be yes or no. And I got a lot of yeses from a lot of people in those markets that I wanted to break into. And then what happened was, by me collaborating with people in those markets, it opened up a whole nother base for me and a whole nother revenue stream. So like when I started working with people in China, that opened up a revenue stream over there. Then when I started working with people in Germany, it opened up revenue streams. So I'm saying all that to say is that collaboration is imperative and collaboration is key. If you want to grow your business, you want to scale your business, you want to succeed at whatever you're doing, you have to work with other like-minded people. And why is that? Well, they give you exposure. You give them exposure to your market, your demographic, and in return, they're doing the same thing for you. So don't be afraid to expand. Don't be afraid of the word no. I think like sometimes like people, we just have to get over ourselves and get over our own inhibitions. It's like nobody wants to be told no. It's like in school, a lot of times if you're in college or whatever, you know, you might be attracted to somebody and then, but you start thinking about the dynamics, right? Like who knows who, and if you get rejected, then who would that no get back to? So people would look at you a certain way, right? I never cared, like me personally, because I just have an outgoing personality. So I don't care about a no, because I know at the end of the day, whatever I want, that it's either going to be 50-50. It's either going to be a yes or a no. But I know if I don't ask or I don't pursue it, it's definitely a no out the gate. So that's the reality of it, is like changing your mentality and your way of thinking to boss up and actually put yourself in a position where you don't care about a no. Like no's don't faze me. No's don't faze nobody. You understand what I'm saying to you? Like you just got to pursue what you want and build those relationships. If someone wants to collaborate with you, that's a win. If someone doesn't want to collaborate with you, doesn't break any steam that you got, you're still going to do what you have to do regardless. Like that's just what it's about. So collaboration is always greater than competition. Presently, like even with my company that I do have, what a lot of people don't realize is like with music licensing, the companies out there, like my company that actually get music and TV and film, we also collaborate with other companies as well that are in the space. Why? Because we all are like-minded and we understand. My company might get a brief for an opportunity that's very lucrative that another company didn't get. But guess what? They might have some music that's in their catalog that fits and suits that opportunity. So we can all break bread together. But if we don't collaborate and just work together, well, then we're just shutting off and closing off different opportunities that we could have. So ultimately, you have to work with other people. You have to put yourself in that space and place where you're open to collaborate and you're open to different business ideas. I've had plenty of opportunities that came to me just off the strength of collaborating. If I never collaborated with a lot of different people, a lot of opportunities never would have presented themselves. So that's just the importance of it. Your network is your net worth. Knowing what's out there, knowing what's available to you, and just actually just taking full advantage of it. So always remember that. Collaborate. Take things to the next level. Your network is your net worth. Whoever's in your network, assess those people. Just like we said in episode one, if anyone missed episode one, definitely go back and take a listen to that. But that was a key component. We were talking about the AYC and the importance of assessing your circle, assessing those people that are around you, who's in your network. You know, I remember before one of my friends who she's an amazing musician, but she was complaining because she just couldn't make any progress in regards to her career. And she was so dope, so talented, but when she looked at the people that were around her, it was like just a bunch of takers and a bunch of opportunists. So we had a real conversation that was transparent. I said, you know, you got to look at the people that's around you. Like, if it's just a bunch of takers, a bunch of opportunists, a bunch of people that constantly just want to get what they can from you. However, that's not being reciprocated and you're constantly on the short end of the stick. You have to assess what is happening. And a lot of times those relationships can hinder you. Like, if they're not enhancing you, then they most definitely are hindering you. And that's a problem. So just making sure that that network is healthy, that it's constructive, not destructive, right? And that you're collaborating consistently and doing great things. Like, that's all important. So I hope you guys definitely got something awesome out of this episode. Collaborations Great in Competition, Diagnosis Success Podcast. This is episode 3, High Level Conversations. And I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. If you like the podcast, you're definitely getting something out of it. Please spread the word. Tell your peoples, tell they peoples, and then we can all be peoples. It's a little flip on Biggie. But I appreciate you.
So much that it seems wrong. Never gonna lose, that's my theme song. I'm just a kid in the jeans on. Back to reality, ain't no one bad as me. See, they be doubting, but I keep on actually pushing, not giving up.